All right, take a look at the screen here. Hip turn I'm going to put at the top of the screen. So, and then I'm going to draw also basically a line down your right leg at your setup position and a line between your knees, just so we can see the lower body movement that we have happening. So before, on the left-hand side, you can see your left knee comes over a ton. Your right knee, you know, bumps out just past that sway line or the green line. Right-hand side, very, very little movement. So I love it. Very stable. Looks good. Your hip turn from 72 to 39. Almost cutting it in half. This is practice, just a backswing with the ball between the knees. You're probably going to end up going a little longer than 39, but that's what I want you to feel and try for right there. So, again, lower body looks a lot more stable. I didn't talk a lot about your hands, how far you've turned, you know, how far your hands have gone on the left-hand side, mostly because I was hoping the turns would help it, so you can see the huge difference there. So just by, you know, not necessarily too much arm swing, it's too much shoulder turn and hip turn that causes there. So your shoulder turn in this case went from 117 to 78. Tour average is 89, so we did trim a little bit more than we need to off the right-hand side, but again, once you don't have the ball between your knees and once you're actually taking a full swing, probably going to see it increase. So I'd rather exaggerate you all day long. So go ahead and do a couple more, and then I'll have you take a couple practice swings, and I'll have you hit a couple.